That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top, I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth I will pop, I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all gonna run, I'm Mr. Bucket.
Hi.
Hi, Max, how are you doing?
Hey, Zach. We're back.
We're actually up in L.A. today. God, I hate L.A. so much.
Why?
I just can't stand the city.
It's not that great.
It's not that great. But I will say this, at least it's not like San Francisco. San Francisco smells like human fecal matter.
You think so?
No, I've been up there. It does. Especially with the drought, because like the bums just shit in the gutter and stuff. Like, I've seen them, so...
I've also seen a bum shitting in the gutter, and...
One of my friends told me he saw, like, one of his friend's cars had, like, once, like, a nice light dusting of, like, shit spray on it. Like, a diarrhea, like...
It's like, never as magical as you think it's gonna be.
I can simply say, I'm sure... I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I ain't seen it in San Diego.
Nigga, they're shitting everywhere, bro. If you think San Diego is the only place in the world where niggas ain't shit in the street,
I'm just saying I ain't seen it. It's so stupid. I've been up to San Francisco like 4 times and I've seen it. I've lived in San
Diego. Every time. You've seen a guy pooping every time.
But I've seen it in like the 4 times I've been, in like one of the 4 times I've been up there. That's more than, that's already like high enough. And I've got confirmation from people that live up there that it's like pretty constant thing.
I get uncomfortable when people aren't shitting in the street, I think.
Aren't shitting
in
the street?
Yeah, because then it's like anarchy, basically, you know? Like, it's like the purge.
When people are not pooping in the street, yeah. It's like the purge.
Well, the pooping is the purge.
Pooping is the purge. I guess I can see that.
I do not feel good.
I can tell, Matt. You don't look good either.
Fuck off. I wish we did this over the phone still.
I am... You were the one, like, kind of, like, yelling at me to get up.
Yesterday. And you still didn't do what I asked you to do.
What? Come up yesterday?
You came in at 11 p.m. You cunt.
I was going to come and drive during traffic? What, do you think I'm stupid?
Whoa. That's a little reminder for myself.
There you go.
Don't even look at me like that, Zach. Oh, my God, I hate this guy.
I'm up here. I'm having a good time.
Okay. Zach's going to a...
We're going to a Lucha Libre Mexican wrestling thing later.
He's so fucking strange, you guys.
I honestly don't even know how I'm getting up there. Or how I am getting into this or what I'm doing to this.
You said something about a beef jerky truck.
Yeah, I guess my brother, the ride that we're going in is like the back of a beef jerky food truck. So if there's any beef jerky left, by the time we get there, we've done something wrong.
White people always got some shit going.
Man, I had no plan. Man, always something.
It's always something.
Next weekend, I don't think I'm doing anything. That'll be fun.
I'm going to Vegas next weekend.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
And I can't wait. Yay.
Yeah, Max is going for his best friend's bachelor party.
I'm so excited. I hate fucking weddings. I hate everything that weddings entail.
See, you know what? I like the actual wedding. I have a good time at weddings.
People are the worst. Bugsy, if you don't stop...
People are the worst, yeah.
People are the worst. I don't know if he's listening to this or not, but people just shouldn't be married. Two horrible people coming together should make a horrible life together. Great.
You know?
But they're okay. I did not just give Zach a look at all. And he's not giving me a look back. I swear. So...
How you been?
Tired. Working. Nah, a little bit of work. I ain't really been doing shit. You know, I'm down to, like, work 3 days a week kind of thing.
That's not too bad.
I love it. But it gets lonely. So I talk to you so much. I'm, like, go to bars alone. I went to a bar last night. And, you know, told my friends I would walk home, and I think my friends think I'm a degenerate.
Cause they're like confused. They wouldn't let you drive.
They're like, dude, I don't think you need to walk home. Like, they thought I was gonna get into some shit or something, which, yeah, probably.
I mean, like, did you almost get into some shit on your walk home?
No, I was just being really weird last night.
Okay.
But I'm always weird.
It's true.
Like, I don't know. I don't tread on my fucking oddness. Whatever, my friends ain't shit. And this bachelor party's gonna suck dick. But hey, at least it's Vegas. I can get really fucking strange out there.
Do your thing out there, let your freak flag fly.
I'm gonna just disappear on Thursday night, I think.
That's the first night? Yeah, just get gone?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like, go do blow in a bathroom and then, like...
I think that's, like, necessarily on everyone's bucket list.
Doing blow in the bathroom?
In the Vegas bathroom.
Oh, I did it last night in the Woodland Hills bathroom.
There you go. Sure, that's some, on other people's bucket list as well.
With some stranger from Santa Cruz. Stranger?
Who do you meet these people?
From Santa Cruz. Because I'm weird, dude, and they flock to me.
I guess so, huh? That does make sense.
They just flock to me. And he was like, he sat down next to me. He was like, do you do drugs?
Yeah.
And I was like, I gave him a look, like, okay.
What you got?
I was like, I'm not shooting anything. I'm not sharing needles with you, bro. I was like, I got some coke.
I was like, I'll do some
coke. Like, all right, let's go. To the bathroom.
To the bathroom. To the Batcave.
And then it was three niggas in a tiny cell. A stall.
Who's the third?
Some fucking big fat motherfucker I've never seen in my life.
You're friends with the Santa Cruz guy? Or did you just kind of get invited in also?
That was the first time I met those people.
Right, no, but like, did it look like he was friends with the Santa Cruz guy? Or like,
oh, he knew him.
Okay.
But I don't think they were friends either. I think that guy was just going around trying to make friends. He's like, I mean, I'm only in town for a couple of days or something. I don't know. I didn't get the story, really. He looked like he was from Santa Cruz.
Long hair.
He had dreads, and he was kind of gross.
White dreads?
I don't know what this fool was. I guess he was a Mexican of some sort.
Mexican dreads.
It was... He told me he had some African in him. I don't know. Niggas always want to tell me what when they're African. Then he asked me, was I African? And I was like, all right.
Oh, yes. Yes! Yes!
Like, okay, I'm leaving this stall.
And I'm out. Thanks for the blow. I'm gone.
I'm done with this. You're crazy, dude. Am I African? Bitch, are you African? Well, he was African.
You said,
like,
he was African.
Don't do that. That's some fucking respect.
You hate that. That's, again, if you guys have never really listened before... Max hates Africans.
I don't hate Africans.
Max hates all Africans but Nigerians.
What?
Weren't those...
Nigerians are the worst ones.
Who
I don't know. I don't really differentiate.
Senegalese. That's...
Why? Oh, because the thing that
The basketball thing you went to.
Senegal.
Senegal.
You come to Africa. You play the game.
I still got a kick that they had that's only white people serving the food there. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
I was kind of mad, so I went to the Empire viewing party, the official Fox Empire viewing party, because I'm black as fuck. And I went with my mother, because she knows the guy who owns the bar.
And your mom probably loves Empire, doesn't she?
Every black person loves Empire, Zach. I don't think you understand. Like, my new favorite thing is watching black people watch Empire.
Not even watching
Empire. No, watching black people watch
Empire.
They're like, ooh!
I saw a great picture on Twitter. It was like a minister posted it. It was like, just, man, I'm happy this is the season finale of Empire. Like, no one was at choir practice.
This is not a game.
He's like, when you guys need to pay your taxes and medical bills, Lucius ain't gonna help you.
Shut up. That nigga's feeling. He's all up in his feelings and shit. Don't hate, nigga. And what? My tithes are gonna help me with my medical bills? I hate church so much. What happens? You know Black Twitter better than I do. Does on Wednesday nights does it fucking blow up? And what is Black Twitter gonna do now?
Go to How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal again.
They're also off.
Are they all off?
It's all they're all on break.
Oh man.
Scandal.
Love Scandal.
Everybody loves Scandal.
Olivia Pope.
That bitch don't play?
Nah.
Not
funny. No, although I did see that a commercial that Lena Dunham was in, like, an episode. One of the episodes.
They are fucking roasting that hoe because her wig was so fucking raggedy.
Were they? Good. Because, like, literally just seeing her, like, on, like, the same screen, you're like, wow, one of these is an actress and the other
is Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're Olivia Pope.
Is that what she said? How big was her part, do you think?
You know what, dude? It's probably way too big.
She no, because she said she just wanted to be on the show. Like, that's, she just, she was like, she campaigned, basically. She went on, like, the night shows, and was like, it's all I want. It's all I want. Little white bitches love scandal, too. Scandal's for everybody. Fat white bitches, little dumb singing white bitches, Taylor Swift. Fat black mamas love scandal. It's fucking across the board. It's pretty good.
Not too bad. But as for where Black Twitter is going to get its entertainment now, the Suge Knight trial.
That was that you who sent me that picture?
You know it damn well was.
That was that real or did somebody put that?
No, on? No. Apparently he's been doing that like every day in court.
That nigga had the blind people. He had the walker, the tapping stick.
And just terribly fitting blind piercing glasses. Like, he literally just jumped a blind fool on his way into the fucking court.
I wouldn't put it past that fat motherfucker.
Although he did pass the hell out when they set bail at 25 mil.
Damn, they said they're 25 million?
And you know what the crazy thing about bail is? It's like, it's 1/10 of what the, like...
Yeah, you gotta pay a tenth, yeah.
No.
You have to pay a tenth of the 25 million. So 2.5, right? No,
Yeah.
No, your bond. Yeah, no, bail is 25, and then your bond is 10% of that. Trust me. I believe it. Okay. Trust the nigga when he's saying, because right. I'm usually like, all right, well, y'all just going to leave me in here then.
It's only 10%.
I mean, so, shit. Yeah. I could just stay here for a couple days. Niggas don't scare me. It ain't real jail. It ain't real prison.
It ain't prison.
You know?
It ain't prison.
Jail's a fucking cakewalk. You just gotta not talk to those niggas and mug motherfuckers. That's all you gotta do. Just don't
sit there and just fucking mean
just scowl, fool. That's all you do. You don't say shit. And I tell you when I got arrested in New York and I was in there for like a day.
Yeah.
Those niggas was smoking weed in there. It was like, not wonderful.
Patted down like before, like
beats me, beats me. And it was like, you want to hit this? I was like, nah.
You should have.
No, though. This is more like a 24-hour thing. I ain't trying to extend my stay here.
You should have. In all fairness.
Nah, it's kind of shady. In all fairness, like what? Why would you? You can't wait until your ass get out of jail to smoke some goddamn weed.
I mean,
like, you had to smoke weed here.
I probably could, but, like, if it came to me, it's like, man, this is a shitty situation. Yeah.
Didn't even smell that good. Oh, my God, that was the day of the World Cup, too. It was after the Bay and Jay concert. I was on a high. Jail couldn't even bring me down after I seen that just shit.
Dancing and singing in the fucking jail.
Oh, my God, dog. It was so good. Bay Z for life. What? Fuck you. We haven't even gone over what we were going to talk about.
Not at all. We have a good list. Well, the first thing on it was because I feel almost obligated after all the updates is the Department of Justice Ferguson report, which pretty much made everyone in the city look like a racist.
Yes. I don't have a comment for that.
But, oh God, I hate saying when I'm wrong, but I and they also found that they found that the killing of Mike Brown, that Darren Wilson acted in self-defense. The problem...
Is that what they found in self-defense?
Not in self-defense, but that it was justified. That his hands weren't up, that, like...
He was charging him,
that he had gone for the gun in the car. Like, that this is what, like, the federal forensics found. But I still wonder what witnesses they used, because I don't trust any of the witnesses from the grand jury.
Right.
But if they did their own independent investigation, and that's what they found, like...
He
still shouldn't have been in the situation where he died, but... No, that's... I mean...
He's unarmed, right?
Yeah, he was unarmed. He shouldn't be dead. But all I'm saying is I was incorrect on the whether or not he had his hands up. My feelings on the rest of it probably don't change at all.
I mean, it's something I imagine it was very difficult for them to figure out how to broach this topic, like the situation, and not have everyone flip the fuck out.
Oh yeah.
Like, there are no fucking winners in this right now.
Really, the only chance that there ever was for Darren Wilson to face a criminal charge was if at the grand jury. He was never going to be charged on a civil rights violation because those are so hard to prove. And the Department of Justice wasn't going to open its own criminal charge after the grand jury found no reason to indict him.
I mean, it was brilliant what they did, though, by...
Yeah, they put that city on blast.
Put the city on blast. They kind of made everyone happy.
They opened the city up for a bunch of civil lawsuits and... They, you know, a bunch of change. Like, the judge who was pretty much in the center of all of the tickets for profit thing, Brockenmeyer, or whatever the hell his name was, he's already resigned, and from, like, a bunch of the different counties around, he's either been resigned or been asked to leave his post.
You gotta go.
Yeah, like, you gotta go.
Maybe.
You know, the chief of police resigned. The mayor still thinks that it's, like, something they can fix. The mayor's all...
That's hella shady too, though.
Nixon, they do. I still think they need to disband the police because everyone who was on that and, you know, under that directive, obviously had no problem with it. You know, you think keeping them around is going to change their attitude towards the people? No.
Probably not.
No, not at all. You need a complete new police force, or at least put it under the control of St. Louis PD while you figure it out.
Yeah, but only assholes want to be police officers. Yes. That was a blanket statement, but I kind of feel that way.
It's kind of, you know?
Like, I don't know. This has never been my thing. Like, if I was a cop, I'd be like the... I don't know. I think I'd be more of like a James Bond spy kind of thing. Like, that's dope. But, like, walking the beat... I saw some bike cops the other day, and I laughed for like five fucking minutes.
It's gotten so hard to take bike cops seriously. The shorts and the fucking helmet.
I always have those fucking shorts.
So hard to take us.
I'm just gonna drive away.
Yeah. Like... Man, one of the funniest things I ever saw, I was out wakeboarding once. And you've seen the place where I go wakeboarding.
Yeah, that little...
There's some... Yeah, it's a little bay type thing. There's a guy down at the end of it with a little Bronco or something just doing some small... little donuts in the lab. Not in the lab. Donuts on the, just on the beach, which is not really illegal.
Kind of douchey.
Small ones doesn't really bother anyone. Motherfucker managed to get pulled over by a boat.
What?
A like Coast Guard
on land?
Boat. Yeah, like saw him doing donuts on land and flashed him, and these motherfuckers like sat on the beach and waited for the boat to cruise up and give him a ticket. And all I'm thinking is, man, like. Up on the road and gone.
Do you know how boats work?
Bro? Yeah, like, apparently not.
Yeah. People are stupid. Well, yeah. Fuck you, Ferguson, still.
Yeah.
Fuck the police.
Still.
We live that. What else we got? Me and Zach are what?
Related to that, this is kind of more lighthearted. Some family and fucking... Midwest somewhere or other, South, got like pissed at the school and is demanding an apology from like the school district because they had a Black History Month celebration and like pretty much put the family and like pretty much the daughter, they like talked a little bit about Ferguson and Mike Brown, and afterwards the daughter asked why do call the good people.
Oh.
And like the parents were just like, we don't want to answer that question. We demand an apology.
Wait, I'm confused. The parents were there?
It was
or
like,
the girl came home and asked?
I'm not sure. I think it was both. Parents were there. It was like a school-wide, like, I think the kids were participating in it. So the like, parents were allowed to go and encouraged to go. button.
And they're like, this just got too heavy.
And they're like, we don't want to have to talk to about racism with our daughter. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's fucked up to talk about. Yeah, black people be talking about it all the time, though.
You know? No, but like, they want to, like, Fox News and demand an apology.
Of course they did. And Fox News was like, we're behind you. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
100%. Fuck my house and no signal. Cut myself, Zach.
I see that. Was it when you spiked your phone?
I think it was aftermath. Ow, it hurts, though.
I believe it.
Can you get herpes from drinking out of somebody's drink?
They have an open wound, and they do, and you do also, potentially. Why? Are you worried?
No. Somebody said something to me yesterday, and it kind of gave me pause.
Man, I won't lie. Like, there was
it's hard to catch herpes, though, I feel like.
I'd hope.
Probably not that hard.
I really hope it's hard to catch herpes.
Has anyone ever told you they have herpes? A guy friend of mine told me they had herpes, and I was like...
Yeah, dude, this...
Nigga, we are not that...
girl said, like, told us she had herpes, and, like, a guy we knew, like, hooked up with her.
Oh.
Actually, like, a couple of guys. Like, oh. It was, like, a threesome. It was dirty. And then, like, I wouldn't let the guy hit my bong afterwards. I was like, dude, you just had a threesome with this, like, nasty-ass herpes, bro. Like, because he finally asked, because I, like, kept, like... He, like, kept asking me to pack him a bowl, and... Let me hit your mom. I was like, yeah.
And they're making excuses. They're making excuses like, my yeah. mom said, yeah. I'm sick.
Then it pretty much, yeah, it was. Then he, like, put me on blast. Like, dude, what the hell? Like, why can't I just hit your mom? I was like, because I think you got herpes, bro.
Bro, like, I'm pretty sure you have herpes, man. Nigga, speaking of snow.
I'm watching this. This is actually really entertaining what is going on.
Sorry, we're in my house and there's a TV blasting behind me.
There is a skier just getting pulled by a jet skier and just hauling across like the Alaskan backwoods. It's dope.
I saw this video where this nigga got buried by an avalanche and then they went and saved him. Like, he was sticking this little thing up. He was completely buried. And his fucking friends were like, we gotta get John, man! We gotta get John! Because they were white as fuck, obviously. It's like, why do y'all can't just let nature be. That's why we're in the predicament we're in right now. With the hurricanes and the fucking tsunamis and shit. Just leave it the fuck alone.
And the nuisance flooding.
What?
We'll get to that. We'll get to the nuisance flooding.
I don't know what's happening.
So how about that, SAE frat. The racist frat.
Here's the thing. I don't expect people in Alabama or Missouri or wherever the fuck they were to not Oklahoma. Be racist. It all kind of just melds together for me. But I don't expect them not to be racist.
You think it doesn't matter what frat they were in? Like, all the frats are racist?
I think there's a good... I think at least 40% of the population out there think like that. I mean, you know, if you're in your house... And you're hearing that from your parents, and that's just what you know. They're still kids, you know? And they go to school in Oklahoma. I mean, how many black people are they around? You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I got a kick out of one of the football players, high school football players, like, decommitting after that video emerged.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bad look, right?
Yeah.
But... Here's my thing. Do I give a fuck what they said? Like, do I even care? Like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I care anymore about that shit.
I think I do, considering that, like, literally, like, you know, like, 2 days ago, they found the black dude hanging in the tree
in
Mississippi.
What the fuck is that? Again, Mississippi. Black people, still, get the fuck out of there. Right,
still, but, like, you know, like if it was... You know, maybe them, like, singing along. Like, if it was a video of them singing along to the Trinidad James song. That's
which
different.
One?
Anything. Like
any mom, rap song.
Any rap song.
And that rich nigga! That's hot nigga!
You know, that's different. Okay. There are ways around it, but that's different than singing a song about hanging them from trees.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy.
That's real lynchy.
Super lynchy, dude.
Super lynchy.
I guess. And I like guess considering that,
like, literally, they just found the, and it's CNN led with, was it a suicide? No. Damn well you know it wasn't a suicide, CNN.
They have to say that, though.
You know damn well. I think the, no black
I think,
man
I think the police officer said that to the police force. That was a statement that the chief gave. They were investigating if it was a suicide. No.
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 No. No. No. No. No.
Do we know the numbers on black suicide? It happens.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but
I've never known anyone that killed themselves.
I feel that they're not going to hang themselves from a tree on the side of a road in Mississippi.
You know, what's a good idea? I'm going with a bang.
Yeah, life is terrible, and I've got like a gun and a bunch of sleeping pills here, but
I'm gonna go out with a bang.
I'm gonna go with the bang. There's all I want.
Swang. That's fucked up. Get the fuck out of Mississippi. Why are black people still in Mississippi? I don't understand it. They're blowing up. They've been fucking with y'all niggas forever. Get the fuck out. Lee. Shit. There's gotta be somewhere close by you can just get the fuck on to. Damn.
Virginia can't be that far.
Virginia's horrible.
Yeah, but it's gotta be better than fucking Mississippi.
It's much better than Mississippi, I'm sure. It's like, go to Atlanta. Which Georgia. Sucks dick, too, but... Well, you gotta go, but you gotta go, like, to a city. Like, you have to go into a city. I don't understand.
Charlotte.
Charlotte's probably nice.
Memphis?
North Carolina's kind of backwards, though. They're the ones with all the voter registration laws.
Man, did you hear about, again, Alabama, I think, where you're allowed to use a gun permit to vote, but not a student ID?
Okay. Why is it not federal law across the board for voting?
States' rights, bruh!
No.
Get the government out of my voting!
No. We need to have federal gun laws, obviously. And you know why you have gun laws? I was watching Jim Jeffries and apparently
people are crazy.
These people are fucking stupid. And the small people fuck it up for everybody else, so we got to take it from everybody.
Man, there's this one guy who was filming himself walking by a school with, like, an assault rifle. And when the police were called, he was, like, yelling at the police, like,
I saw
it's my right. I have a right. And if someone calls the police and calls and tells you something, I'm taping it. And so I'm going to sue them for false reporting and harassment. And you guys, think that just because you have a badge, you can do whatever you want.
They put the school on lockdown. And then he went to the school and it was locked. And he was like, oh, I see what you're doing. Very clever. I'm like, what, nigga? You thought you was going to walk into the school with a gun?
They're just going to let you walk in? No, I've got a concealed permit. It doesn't matter. There are no guns allowed on the school.
Children in here, they're terrified.
Yeah.
That shit is not cool. Don't bring the kids into it, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Kids ain't do shit to you. Hey, puppy.
I saw a great thing on Twitter that was, pretty much some dude saying, like, hell yeah, I'm not going to shop at this store if they don't let me carry my gun into it. It was like, how badass does it get at the butcher section where you need to fucking be strapped?
You never know, though, dude. You never know. Like, I thought about getting a gun once.
That's a great way for you. I think that, like, if you get a gun, the gun shop just, like, emails your information to the police and is like, here's one. He has a gun, like, you don't have to even worry about planting one.
I feel like I would shoot one of my friends, though, like, fuck with him, like, ha-ha! Like, what's that fucking, if this is the end scene, I haven't seen Chappie.
Oh, right, this is the end. Or, no, the world.
He's like,
yeah.
They got their gun and they're fucking playing with and shit, throwing it to each other.
He gives it to Danny McBride, just immediately shoot. It's a blank!
What the fuck, dude?
You were gonna shoot me?
That movie's actually pretty good.
I love that movie, dude. I thought that movie was hilarious.
You have, like, your taste in movies is
We'll get to that.
Very strange.
We'll get to that.
I don't know if I want to talk about black people hanging from trees anymore.
No, we're moving from that. Okay. We're moving off from that.
Fuck, I'm gonna go hang myself from a goddamn tree.
So, Florida. I don't know if you've heard, Florida's been in the news recently because there's been a spoken, unspoken order down from the governor's office that all of the environmental and pretty much any agency that ever would have to be affected by rising sea levels, climate change, global warming, do not use the terms climate change or global warming in any of their communications.
What do they use?
Well, and this is where my favorite term is, the flooding associated with global warming and sea weather and seawater and sea level rising is referred to as nuisance flooding.
Nuisance flooding.
Nuisance flooding.
I guess it is a nuisance.
Which quickly became my new favorite government term behind enhanced interrogation. Now, y'all are torturing motherfuckers.
Not torturing, this is enhanced
interrogation. Enhanced interrogation. Totally right. Different. No, there's no global warming and climate change. It's nuisance flooding.
I'll get those kids off my lawn.
God! That's quickly my favorite government term, like, real fast.
Florida is the fucking worst.
Florida is the worst. And, yeah, and, like, it came down, the governor's like, I never said anything like that. And all these workers are like, nah, like, I pretty much got chewed out for saying global warming at a conference once because I didn't get the memo. Like, man.
Nuisance flooding. Bugsy, I will kill you if you bark. I will murder you, dude.
Max has a dog that looks like an Ewok.
He's so cute. It's my mom's dog. I'm thinking about getting a dog, though. Corgi.
Corgis are kind of dope.
Kind of dope.
I saw a Corgi the other day when I was at work. Dude, so many motherfuckers at work bring their dogs and just let them chill, like, around the offices and labs.
That's a thing now. White people love bringing their dogs.
I want to do that. Like, me and my coworker both, like he's got, apparently an 80-pound golden or a Labrador retriever. I've got fucking my 70-pound bulldogs. Like, wonder how the coworkers would feel about, like, a 150-pound dog just wandering around the office.
Here's the thing. Like, I get that everyone loves their fucking dog. Whoopty fucking do.
I ain't gonna bring it to work.
It's like, you're in public right now. Get your fucking dog out of Macy's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, dude. Whenever I go, whenever I go to UTC, the mall, I bring the everywhere. Because I'll tell you this, man. No. The people in Sears like my dog more than they like little kids. My dog is quiet, doesn't run around, knock shit off the shelves.
A little kid won't maul you, Zach.
My dog won't maul you.
You don't know. It's an animal. I love Nia. I love her to death. But you don't know what the little bitch is thinking at any time. She could be going through some shit.
She ain't gonna maul anyone.
I'm just saying. This little fucker's bitten me. He's so nice. Nicest dog ever. Nicest dog I've ever had. A bitch bit me when he was under the bed once and I was just reaching down. I ain't even do anything.
It's your fault. But anyways.
That's what it's like living with bitches, Zach.
Anyways. So Florida's just pretty much completely banned, like, their environmental protection agency, like, the Department of Transportation, anyone associated doing research with any of those guys, like, even if you're an outside source using some of their funding or work, like, you cannot use the terms climate change or global warming.
It's like they're going backwards.
They're just so retarded. Like, let's ignore it, even though 80% of our state is at sea level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Florida's going to be the first place to go, personally.
God, I mean, let's be honestly. No,
but then we're gonna have like Central Florida.
But let's be perfect.
Inner Florida.
No, because there ain't a whole lot there but wetlands.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it'll just like literally, Florida's just gonna like
gators.
That little thing that sticks off of the southern, that's just gonna go, and like the bottom part of the United States is gonna be a lot more rounded and smooth.
We gonna have gators.
A lot of big ass gators up there. No, saltwater crocodiles, I think.
Saltwater
crocodile. Alligators are freshwater, I think.
What? I'm still not 100% sure on the difference between a crocodile and an alligator.
I think crocodiles are bigger.
Just the nose, right?
One will really fuck you up. The other one will just kill you.
Did you know that I was watching National Geographic? The closest thing
to a dinosaur is a crocodile.
A hippopotamus?
That doesn't make sense.
Is a whale.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know how we got. Oh, okay, I do. It was Croc Week, right? Which, shit's on Shark Week, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Crocs are legit.
Because at this point, we've seen every single footage of Shark Week known to man.
Sharks kind of piss me off. And, like...
I mean, I like sharks. Don't get me wrong.
I just don't feel like I'll ever be in a situation where I'm going to have to defend myself against a fucking shark.
You can't defend yourself against a shark.
I just don't think I'm ever going to put myself in that position. Now, a crocodile could catch me unawares and just get my ass on land. That's why that terrifies me.
Oh, yeah. You could just be chilling up at the park and all of a sudden... Crocodile!
They're so
slow. Dude,
at
my grandmother's place down in Florida, they used to have alligators that would cruise through, like, the pond in their backyard.
And just look, like...
Yeah, dude, you just kind of see them down there and just be like...
I'm gonna eat you.
I'm gonna eat you.
Damn. And I feel like... That little roll that they do.
Death roll.
Death roll. Like... I don't know, a shark just doesn't do it for me. I'm, like, more worried about a piranha attack, a school of piranhas attacking me, as opposed to a shark.
Yeah, but you gotta really, like, search out a school of piranhas.
I don't know, dude. You're in Brazil, right? You're just hanging out, right?
And at it's the like Amazon during dry season.
Amazon, right.
Pool.
Right, and, like, apparently piranhas don't really attack. I read about this. Piranhas don't really attack unless they're, like, back. They feel like they're backed in a corner.
Right,
because people walk...
Yeah,
through the water all the time.
Yeah, when they're cramped into like not a lot of space.
So, like that's more of a fear of mine, or like something going up my dick hole. We've already talked about that.
Yeah, that's a rational fear.
It's incredibly rational.
That's
it happens a lot.
Let me rephrase that. In the Amazon, that's a rational fear.
Dude,
you just going to use a urinal, like, at the bathroom and worrying about something flying back up is not a rational
fear. No, like, but you're in the woods. Like, you're in the woods.
Yeah, okay. You're in the woods.
And, like, just next thing you know, up your dick hole. And that's it. And then what? Then you're fucked.
Again, that's a pretty irrational fear.
And I think it happens more than you think.
I don't think it does.
I don't think anyone's reporting it. It's like rape, dude. Like, you're self-conscious. You feel bad. Like, you're worried people are going to talk about it. You know? Like, you're worried somebody's going to find out that's someone up there. It's just like rape. It basically is rape. It is, dude. That's exactly what it is. Because it's an insertion either way.
Are you done? Should we move on from this?
Sure, I guess so.
Good.
What else we got?
So, Max, you seen any good movies recently?
No, because I can't watch a movie because I go to sleep on them all the time.
That's unfortunate.
I know you haven't seen any good movies.
I saw a great movie the other day. I saw Chappie.
That movie wasn't that good.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was no Pacific Rim, but it was still a good movie.
Pacific Rim is the worst fucking movie I've ever watched in my life.
You are just so full of shit.
You don't know anything about movies, obviously. Dude, Pacific Rim was a load of dog shit. And I watched it. Let me tell you something about Zach's taste in video.
Go on.
Okay. These are the movies he suggested to me recently. Are things he suggested to me. Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Brick Mansions. Paul Walker's last great film.
I feel we have to out of tribute.
Tribute? He was in Fast and the Furious. No offense to him, but what the fuck are we tributing to him? Okay. Fast and the Furious.
I feel also Brick Mansions is more about the Detroit angle than Paul Walker.
Okay, maybe you think you're fucking funny. And then, what was the other one? What was the other one? This nigga forced me to watch Haterbots. He, like, trapped me basically in a room and was like, you're going to watch this right now. And I watched it, and it was so bad. It was so
terrible.
Fucking bad. And it's not even, like, good stop motion.
It's not stop motion.
It's just pictures. I hated it, dude. I hated it.
See, the problem is... It's not a me thing. Max is a movie elitist.
I'm an everything elitist.
Max just can't just be entertained by the fucking moving pictures and flashing lights. It's gotta be deep.
No, it's gotta make sense.
Pacific Rim made sense. Fight off the aliens. Protect the world. Got it.
Got it.
Got it. It's pretty simple.
You know, speaking of Pacific Rim, speaking of Idris Elba, did you see Prometheus?
Yeah.
Did that nigga's accent confuse you in that?
Kinda, yeah. And the fact that he was playing a xylophone, or not a xylophone, a...
accordion.
Accordion as well. I couldn't really wrap that one up.
I'm still not sure if I like that movie.
He banged Charlize Theron in that movie.
He did bang Charlize.
Just super casually.
Yeah, it was real casual.
He had that look on his face at the accordion, he's like, ah.
I'm fucking pumped for Mad Max.
So I like Prometheus. We talked about this. I thought Prometheus was a good standalone science fiction movie as long as you didn't try to watch it as an alien prequel.
I think so. Well, it's its own kind of thing, right? It's following a different set of peoples.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm down for Mad Max. Down, of course, down for the new Avengers. Of course, down for the new Star Wars.
I just feel like you see one superhero movie, you've seen them all.
You know, for the most part, yeah, but I'm down with these. I won't lie, dude. The Marvel Universe, because it's all linked together, like...
It's loosely linked.
No, dude.
It's loosely linked, dude.
All these movies are, like, at this point, like, now intertwined. Like, the first couple, yeah. Like, the first Iron Man, the first Thor, like, they were a little more, you know, kind of, like, individual. But now, like, they're just... Every movie, like, has other characters in it, and they're all intertwined.
I just don't understand, like, what world this is where these superheroes... Like, why do people keep coming trying to fuck shit up in these worlds? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I mean, hell, that's a great debate. You get into hours of superhero and comic book debate with that question.
I just don't get it. What makes them so good? What, if you could pick a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, man. Like a superpower, or like if I could be like a, like one of the new known superheroes?
No, if you could pick your own.
If I could pick my own power.
Well, let's answer both of those questions.
All right. If I could have only one, like, specific, like, flight speed, like that question, you know, invisibility, mm-hmm. flight, speed, strength, mm-hmm. just one of those, I'd have to say flight.
Birds are cool.
Birds are dope. You know, if I could fly anywhere, I'd be amped.
I would, like to, like, grow weed with the snap of my... It was just, like, a thought.
I guess that's a superpower.
Oh, it is.
I guess so.
Or, like, any drug, actually. Fuck it. Right. I don't want to just contain myself to weed, because I'm going to be more powerful than that, you know? Like, coca plant. Weed plant.
Well, then you got to do
acid plant. I don't know. How do you
use acid? I don't think...
Crystal meth plant. Then I could be the biggest drug dealer this fucking side of the Mississippi, nigga. Then eventually expand into Europe.
And Mexico. Expand to the other side of the Mississippi.
Baby steps, dude. Now, if you could be one superhero, who would it be?
You know what? I won't lie. I've always been a fan of Green Lanterns.
What the fuck? Okay, I think we're done.
What?
I think we're done here. One, I don't even know what the fuck the Green Lantern does. He just, I kind of feel like he's just there.
He's got that ring that can do anything, dude. It's dope.
Seth Rogen was the Green Lantern.
He was the Green Hornet.
Oh. Who was the little Asian boy?
Was the Green Lantern. Terrible movie.
Either way, dude.
Terrible movie. But no, the Green Lantern's dope, man. He's got this ring that pretty much can do whatever he wants it to do.
What do you mean, though?
Like, if I, like, let's say this ring was, like, the Green Lantern ring, and I was like, all right, ring, create, like, a bunch of ropes, tie Max up, and throw him out the goddamn window.
Have this bitch suck my dick.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
That's why I couldn't be a superhero. I would use everything from...
That's the problem as well. Bad. Like, yeah, would you be a superhero?
I wouldn't be a villain. I wouldn't be, like, trying to fuck people up.
You'd be more like an anti-hero.
That would be in it for me.
Be in it for me, and then, like...
Like, I wouldn't be saving cats out of trees and shit. No. Or like...
But like, would you help out with something big? Like a school shooting?
Like what, like Boko Haram or something?
School shooting.
I don't know. It's like, where's it at? Do I have to do a lot
of traveling? No. Like in your neck of the woods.
I'm saying. Like I was just walking by.
Yeah, like in your area. Like
I guess I'd help.
Hancock status, kind
of. I guess, yeah.
Hancock was almost a good movie.
Hancock was a great movie.
Hancock was almost a good movie until Charlize Theron.
Why?
When they introduced...
That was so nice, because they were introduced... Love.
Yeah, God, that ruined the movie.
That's because you're fucking heartless. Stringing bitches along.
Yeah, Hancock was almost good.
I liked Hancock. I like, I would be, this nigga said the green light.
What are you gonna be?
I'll be Spider-Man.
That's dope.
Because you got the heightened senses, and you can...
Iron Man would be dope also, because at the very least, then you're still like a billionaire.
Iron Man's good. Well, no, you wouldn't be Tony Stark, though. You'd be Iron Man. And Iron Man is just a suit. Yeah, like, he don't really do shit.
Yeah,
huh? He just kind of thinks he's the shit. Iron Man's kind of a dick, dude. It's like, nigga, one, if you wasn't a billionaire. Playboy
philanthropist?
Philanthropist. Whatever. You know who has the worst power? The Hulk. It's like.
Dude, I don't think the Hulk can die.
This is a curse. No?
I don't think anyone can kill the Hulk.
For sure, dude. Didn't the Hulk kill a different version of the Hulk before?
Yeah, but not that wasn't the Hulk.
Okay, I think we've talked too long already. I think, because after you said that you would have been the Green Lantern, I think that's kind of...
The Green Lantern will whoop Spider-Man's ass.
You're so stupid, dude. I would just fucking... He would just... With this fucking web, you wouldn't even see it coming, dude! Can he even fly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Through space.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like, chilling.
That's cool.
That's kind of dope.
Space is nice. Yeah. All right, guys. This was a good one. This is a good one. My bitch mom came in here and fucking... No, I'm joking. She's a great lady. She made bacon this morning. I ate it.
Not too bad. It's good bacon.
I was okay. You got it cold. But you ain't still shit, bacon. So I don't really care about you. My dog says hi. Zach says hello.
So, Max, you gonna watch that show on National Geographic, Killing Jesus?
I already know the ending.
He dies!
That nigga dead.
Dead.
You know the Jews did it.
No, the Romans did it.
Oh. But they were Jewish.
Think about that for just a second. Just think about that for a second.
A Roman Jew, fool.
Nope.
A Roman Jew.
Nope.
I think it's a thing. I'm pretty sure the Jews killed him.
No, Jews sold him out.
Whatever. Y'all always trying to rewrite history.
We sold him out.
The Holocaust. Killing Jesus.
Sorry. Like, you want to go back to item one real quick?
Damn, y'all niggas just be making shit up and expect people to feel sorry for you. We're leaving before I say too much more. I still don't feel good. I'm really hungover. Bye, guys.
Have a great day.
You have a great day, Zach. You're going to see...
Also, check us out on online, of course.
Okay.
I mean, none of y'all motherfuckers actually ever write anything to us.
Somebody's listening. We should write more.
You should.
All right. I'm gonna scream him. We're going. Bye, guys. Yay.